James 4:17 says, "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." Every election cycle, every November, there are a small but loud and rabid group of fundamentalists who not only sound the alarm about election cheating and stolen elections, but they are on a crusade to keep you from voting. And when I tell some Christians about this, especially if they're not on social media, they're flabbergasted, and rightly so. They can't believe that there's Christians out there saying such things, but there are. As Christians, we have a duty to do right. If we see an opportunity to do good, and it is within our power to do so, it is a sin not to do it. That's the message of James 4:17. "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." At times I've challenged those who preach that don't vote message every November, and they want to talk about examples of voting anomalies, criminal prosecutions, video evidence, and so forth. And I don't deny that our elections are not as secure as the government would have us believe. I believe the 2020 election was stolen. I don't care who doesn't like that I say that. But I always come back to the simple biblical truth. I know to do good. I know that the right thing to do is vote. So I vote. I vote for people who will make efforts to improve our elections. I pray for the Lord to intervene and protect our elections. But I don't fail to vote simply because our system isn't perfect. As a matter of fact, I do a lot of things simply because it's the right thing to do. I pay taxes, even though most of it's wasted by crooked politicians. I stick close to the speed limit, even though most people pass me by like I'm sitting still. I use my turn signal, even though most people don't seem to know it exists. I open doors for others, even though others rarely do that for me. And the examples could go on and on, but we should just simply continue to do what's right. It doesn't matter what the rest of the world is doing, and we leave the results up to the Lord. Not doing what is right because it might not get the results that we want, or because our efforts might be thwarted by wicked people, is simply one of the most unbiblical, anti-biblical acts that we could do. And it's very strange that some of those don't vote folks profess to be Bible-believing Christians, and yet they seem to despise passages like Romans 13, 1-5. Now, we don't have time to read and discuss the entire passage, but that very first verse in Romans 13 says, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God." That's Romans 13:1. And in the United States, God has ordained that we, the people, select from among our fellow citizens those who will enforce the law while upholding and protecting our Constitution. By not voting, you and I would fail to follow God's ordained plan for governance in our nation and in our states and localities. It's true that the Antichrist globalists have established the deep state massive web of unelected bureaucrats who run things and fight against the will of the people in order to promote their New World Order agenda. But that's why we vote. Only by electing God-fearing Americans can we hope to thwart the globalist agenda for our nation. Now, some will respond by saying, "But the Antichrist is going to win. Prophecy says so. So why bother?" But that's only a partial truth. There's nothing in the Bible that says the Antichrist takes control before the rapture. We can defeat the Antichrist agenda in our own nation until the rapture. And then he can have it. In the meantime, vote. Vote biblically, no matter how it turns out, even if the liberals cheat and take office. Why? Because you're obeying God's word. As the Apostle Paul describes in Ephesians 6, 7, and 8, "With good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free." Do good, do what is right, and let the Lord work things out. Do you trust God? Do you believe God's word? Then just do it. Vote. Vote biblically until the rapture.